This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, July 13th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Galley. This week, leaders of the National Corn Growers Association, the American Soybean Association, and the Renewable Fuels Association are in Washington and on Capitol Hill. A new farm bill, renewable fuel, and economic assistance are all popular topics, as well as the USMCA trade agreement. Senate Republicans returning to Washington today, an uncertain agenda after the sudden death of prominent Republican Lindsey Graham, a committee chair and a key player who served as a crucial ally for President Trump. Graham died this weekend, and the situation now is exacerbated by the news also that Republican Senator and former Republican leader Mitch McConnell has been hospitalized for almost a month. McConnell broke a weeks-long silence about his health over the weekend, saying he was still recovering after suffering from pneumonia and falling at his home. The continued absence of McConnell and the surprise death of the South Carolina senator shaken Republicans who were already at odds with President Trump and stalling on several priorities as they return now from that two-week recess. Lindsey Graham's sister, Darlene Graham Nordone, has been named as her late brother's temporary replacement in the Senate after his death this weekend. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster announced at a news conference at the State House today that Nordone would serve the remaining months on Graham's current term. It expires in January. A person familiar with the process suggested that Nordone would be sworn in on Wednesday. She, incidentally, will be the first woman to represent the state in the U.S. Senate. Oil prices jumped today following a weekend of attacks in the Middle East, while more losses for computer chip companies and other winners of the artificial intelligence boom dragged stock markets lower. Price of a barrel of Brent crude, the international standard, was up 9.6%, $83.30 a barrel. That after the United States and Iran each said the Strait of Hormuz is under control. Fighting in the region has kept oil tankers from using the strait to deliver crude. The gains for oil prices accelerated immediately after President Trump said he's reinstating the blockade to prevent tankers carrying Iranian oil from using the strait. He also called for a 20% payment on all cargo shipped through it to reimburse the U.S. for providing protection of the area. Brent's price, though, remains well below the wartime peak of nearly $120 a barrel. Fed Reserve Governor Christa Waller said today an interest rate hike should be on the table if this week's inflation data shows price pressure remaining firm, his clearest signal yet that he could back a rate increase this summer. Waller cited the rise in core inflation, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, and notably said the rise predated the spike in energy prices this March from the Iran war. U.S. Department of Agriculture showed an improvement in the U.S. corn crop, 68% good to excellent, compared to last week's 67. Soybean condition also improving, 65% of the crop good to excellent, compared to last week's 64%. A year ago, soybeans were 70% good to excellent. The progress of the crop continues to advance. 34% of corn acres are silking compared to 30% for the five-year average. 6% of the crop is in the dough stage compared to 5% for the average. As for soybeans, 50% of acres are blooming now compared to 44% last year. 19% of the crop setting pods compared to 13% for the five-year average. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Don't let the farm worker shortage eat away at food affordability. Congress must deliver a solution that works for all of agriculture. Visit fb.org/issue/labor, agriculture labor reform, and learn more. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.